Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Power of Being You podcast. My name is Sarah Grandinetti, and today we have a very special guest, somebody I've had the privilege of knowing for quite some time and have gotten to create with a number of times. Her face lights up a room, and her smile brings joy out in others. I am super grateful to get to talk to her today. Her name is Betsy McLaughlin. Welcome, Betsy.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I'm so grateful you're here. So my friend Betsy is a business and wealth mentor, life coach, and radio show host. Betsy's extensive background includes success as a store owner, realtor, corporate manager, and administrator. She draws upon this experience to empower others in their lives and businesses as a certified facilitator of several Access Consciousness specialty programs, including Being You and Joy of Business. As the co-author of 10 books and the host of the Imperfect Brilliance radio show on Own Times Radio, she is based in Maryland, USA, and travels the world facilitating classes. Welcome, my sweet woman. Thank you for joining us today to chat about changes that have shown up for you in the last year or two. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I'm not quite sure where to start. Do you have like a question you'd like to know, or where should we go?
So how long have you been playing with the tools of Access Consciousness?
Awesome. It's been about 8 years since I first found the tools. Yeah.
And with the tools, was there anywhere in your world that you saw a ton of change and then other places where you weren't seeing the change as quickly as you would have liked?
For sure. Yeah. almost immediately, because I really had been looking for something, and I was miserable, honestly. I was depressed and sad and angry and had a lot of body pain and just a lot of stuff and going, what's the point of this life and being here and all of those things. And so when I found the Access Bars, that was my first kind of foray in. And very quickly, right after that, I found the Being You, Changing the World book by Dr. Dane here, and just kept reading it going, oh my God, this is like what I thought might be out there somewhere and somebody put it into words. Oh my God. So I started playing with those things, and a lot of things changed and got easier in my life. And then there were certain things that I felt like I was kind of hitting a brick wall on, and I couldn't get past. And so one of those places was with my body, the size of my body and things that were going on, where my health was better and the size of my body was smaller than it had been at one point. And again, like hitting this wall that I couldn't seem to get past. And, you know, and facilitating and doing the questions and the amazing tools that we have with Access, even knowing that your point of view can create your reality, you know, when one day I actually had some body intensity, and this was right before Christmas of 2020, right before Christmas of 2020. And I had terrible intensity in my body. Like, I was, oh my God, I feel as old as my 90-year-old mother. And just like, I'm in pain and I can barely move. And I heard, and I don't remember if I said it out loud or if it was here. And I went, as soon as I realized what I had said, it was like, oh hell no, like that is not gonna be my life. Like, no, I am far too young, I have way too much that I desire to create and be and do in the world for that to be my new reality. No. And so I'm getting chills even telling me this.
Me too. The energy of the demand, yeah. People. Yes. It's the energy of the demand.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, you know, I've talked a lot about that, and I've gotten it in different places in different ways. This, for me, was one of the most dynamic examples of when you are that demand. And, you know, I had wished for a smaller happier body for, and like I said, from where I was at one point in my life, I was way smaller and it was still like, yeah, well, and I sort of still had judgment. The judgment was better and it was not completely gone. So
Betsy, yes. So what I'm hearing is you can't judge your body into submission. That's not a thing.
No. I mean, okay. I tried to control her into submission, judge her. Like, if judgment worked, like, yeah. But, it, you know,
that's a if great judgment question. Worked, we would all be walking around like, you know, Ken right? and Barbie dolls, right? Because we decide that that's the perfect body. And if we just judge the one we have by that enough, then it'll show up. But clearly, you're yeah. talking about a different possibility. Yeah. And I can't wait to hear more.
Yes, truly. So when I made that demand, like, no, that was not going to be my life. It was like, okay, I have overridden my body. I have forced her into countless diets, all these different things, some very extreme. And I'd have some results. And again, that wall that I couldn't get past, and I'd go up and down about 30 pounds, give or take. And I had resigned myself to the fact that, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to kind of be this size and it's way better than it was, you know, because I had actually released like 200 pounds from my body. So it was, you know, for a lot of people don't even weigh 200 pounds, let alone have that, you know, so, and so I would go to the, all of the rationalization of all of that and all that stuff. So then it's like, okay. Body, you're obviously screaming at me and I've been ignoring you. And I would have periods of time where I had a little bit of communion, but then I kind of didn't, you know, like it wasn't a consistent thing at all. So I was like, all right, you have my attention, basically, you know, like, okay, I got hit over the head with a frying pan, one of those cast iron skillets, like, boom, okay. I'm listening. And I totally was like, I'm actually freaking listening to you. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I have overridden you and been an ignoring bitch. And like, you have my attention. What are we going to do? Tell me what you would like to do. I'm getting out of the way. Cause what I think and what everybody else has told me and projected at me. So from that, like, I truly started listening to what my body was asking for.
And what is that listening thing like? Because a lot of times we hear listening, we go to like hearing a sound. Mm-hmm. And so can you give me some examples of what that started to show up as when you got out of the way and allowed your body to start contributing to your choices and your body's awareness? Because I've had people ask this of me and I think it's kind of different for everybody, but at the same time, like hearing other people talk about it will activate your awareness of when your body's communicating with you and you're ignoring it. So can you talk a little bit about
that? I love that. Thank you so much. God, that's a great question. Yeah. And for a long time, I was like, well, I think I know what it is. I think I know what communion is. I want to know what it is, you know, that kind of thing. And it was really just like, okay, I dropped one of the things that I, talking to you, I just realized, I'm not sure I recognized this before, was I really dropped my barriers with myself. And I was willing to like, for the first time, truly, truly, truly have no judgment and be like, whatever you've done or you haven't done, it's all okay. It's all good. And so in releasing that from myself, it was such a beautiful gift to see that my body did not judge me. Ever. Ever. Like, ever. So that was kind of the beginning of learning how to really communicate with her, with this amazing body that I
love, by the way. I'm so grateful. I'm sorry to cut you off, but
no, that's fine.
I love that you call her her. Mm-hmm. Because I have gotten on a number of creations or things or had conversations where people refer to body as it, You need to communicate with it. You need to talk to it. You need to, you know, and I'm like, but she's a she. So, yeah. You know, even just that, anybody listening, if you just start to refer mm-hmm. to your body as a her or a him, something changes with the communion. So super cool.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah. And it just, it really just has that for me, that intimate feeling. And, you know, so we also, one of the things we play with are the elements of intimacy. And so for me to really learn what that is for me, which is the honor, trust, gratitude,
vulnerability, allowance. Thank
you. Thank you. Yes. Yep. All of those things. Right. And you really, for me, you got to have all of them to have the communion that I desire to have. So I wanted it for a long time, but didn't have a freaking clue how to go about it. And then, of course, that judgment piece would start creeping in again because I'm like, here I am, a facilitator, and I can't get my shit together. Well, that doesn't exactly contribute.
Well, you know what's funny is one of the things that keeps poking me to say in this interview is how many of us are like using the tools and having so much magic show up in certain areas and yep. can't seem to create it in the other areas. And then we kind of we siphon the magic and like, you know, have it just start to evaporate from the areas we are really creating instead of being like, okay, cool. I got this and I'm still a little bit, you know, messy over here and it's okay. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's so true. You know, and there's somewhere we have decided that we have to be perfect 24/7 and no matter what we do. And, you know, so being willing to let that go, like, how's that been for you?
Yeah, I mean, when I got that perfection was a lie, a lot of things changed because I was literally measuring myself by some like standard that didn't exist anyways. Because, you know, like over here, I'm perfect, right? Because I've accumulated an amount of like an audience who sees whatever I'm being in that moment is perfect. Mm-hmm. And there's a conversation throughout Access that came this weekend was about image. So you like have your image and those are the people who are going to judge you as perfect because you've curated this image. And then you go over here being the exact same thing and it's not received. And you're like, what the heck? It's because perfection was never real. You just curated it. So, and how much more allowance can we be with the places that we, you know, aren't necessarily thriving in, but just be so excited that we're even asking a question, or it's no longer in a blind spot.
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about the blind spots that were contributing to not having communion with your body? And it could be this perfection conversation. But what else do you know about that? Because just being like, I've just been willing lately to celebrate where something kind of comes out of nowhere. And I'm like, whoa, I thought that was handled or I didn't know that was still there. And like, I'm like, well, obviously that's been a blind spot for me. And just mm-hmm. celebrating that it's no longer blind has really contributed. So what do you know about that?
Oh, I love that question. That's great. You know, and truly to celebrate when you don't have that blind spot on, you know, and whether it's something that somebody else has said that has you kind of looking at like, okay, what are they seeing that I'm not seeing is one of the questions that I'll ask. I'm like, what do I not want to see here? Or what do I not want to know here that if I would know it would like change things and make it way more ease? Because when I find myself like hitting that brick wall, you know, I can continue hitting the brick wall, which I did for a very, very long time, basically most of my life on this one area. And I had bought, the other thing was I had bought, speaking about a blind spot, never looked at it like this before, but I had bought my mother's point of view about my body and how hard it was and all these things. And when I realized that, oh my God, this isn't even my point of view, and I was able to let it go, it became the easiest thing I've ever done that has been literally what I thought was my cross to bear from this lifetime.
That's sexy. That is some sexy stuff. Because how many of us are walking with our cross to bear, you know, and that like somewhere where we use that to equalize to normal.
Mm-hmm.
So hey, I have all this magic everywhere, but don't worry, I'm just like you because I still have a cross to bear. Mm-hmm. I say so you say this was the easiest thing you did, and you said yes. Do so will you share with me what the doing was in this process. So let's say someone's listening and they like have not had their first bars class, or they don't even know about questions or clearing energies or points of view. But you started to do something different. So was that eating? Was that moving your body? Like, what was the action?
Okay, so the action was listening to my freaking body, like listening to her and what she's been telling me for so long. So that was one of the actions. And then truly, like I said earlier, like dropping my barriers and having that vulnerability with me to say, hey, you know, I have really messed up here. I have not treated you well. I am so sorry. I wouldn't treat anybody else in this entire world how I've treated you and the things I've demanded of you. I am so, so, so sorry, you know, and like, truly, what can I do now? I'm listening. I'm truly listening. And so from there, I was able to start listening to what she was asking me for. And so it wasn't, and for the first time ever, it wasn't like, okay, I'm going to do this diet or I'm going to do that. It was, okay, you tell me, you're in charge now. And from there, I just started asking a lot of questions and learning how to listen to what my body was asking for. And what I found out later was what she was asking for kind of was a certain food plan, but it wasn't like, I didn't know that up front. And it actually, she's kind of combined a couple of different things that seemed to work for her. And part of what was so easy is I don't obsess about eating or not eating or how much I weigh or how much I don't weigh or when was the last time none of that. And I always felt deprived. I always felt like I was missing out on something. I'd have resentment, you know, all of those things. So when it became something so different, the weight has just kind of melted off of my body.
So with that, because we are on audio, not on visual right now, will you share with us when you first made that demand to today, how much of that weight has melted off for you?
120 pounds.
Wow. That's incredible.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Congratulations, my sweet.
It is amazing. And to be a size I honestly never thought I would be in my life is just been like, wow.
So are there any questions or tool like that you could give someone who like, again, might be hearing this information for the first time? Like what was one of your favorite questions to ask your body that someone could just start playing with today?
Body, what would you like to eat today? You know, body, are you hungry? Body, are you thirsty? You know, am I aware of maybe what somebody else would like to eat or drink? You know, and to get rid of all the points of views about, you know, you're supposed to eat at a certain time, or you're supposed to eat a certain amount, or you're not supposed to do these things. And like, really, what would you like? And if my body desired something, great. If she didn't, great. And so I didn't have judgment. And then there were some times when you're like, oh my God, I haven't even eaten today. My body, do you require food? Yes, no. Or if I woke up and I was really hungry in the morning, you know, body, do you require some food? Yes, no. And learning how to hear what the yeses and the noes are even, you know, and so those questions that there's a lot of, you know, things that you could start playing with. And if you think that you can't hear your body, you know, then ask your body to show you. That's one of the things. I'm like, body, I don't always speak the same language as you do. So I've said this to her, like, I'm not getting what you're telling me right now. So could you maybe tell me a different way?
That's brilliant. Yeah. Cause especially what I know, like for my journey with my body was, when you, it's kind of that energy of like, if you've had somebody that's been like estranged for years, you haven't spoken to them.
Yes.
I noticed how some people would be like, okay, I'm going to start communicating with my body. We're going to have this communion and the body is just, you know, we're just going to do it now. And it's like by this like force where you're like forcing this person, if you like person meaning your body, but in this analogy, into like this intimate relationship with you based on all of your decisions and computations about what it should look like. And then it's like basically dragging someone by the neck and like throwing them into your bed and being like, okay, we're going to do some intimate time now, you know?
Right.
I'm always like, give it a minute. You don't take someone out on a date and like ask them, you know, their social security number in the first 5 minutes, you know, like you had to start, you know, the communication and see, you know, what your body desires that you haven't been willing to know.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's also a great reminder for any of us who have reached an amount of communion with our body or created that and then have just kind of left it at a lull, you know, like, okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, check mark. Got the communion with my body. Now I haven't talked to them in a while. You know what I mean? So that's sparking in my world right now too. So I'm super grateful for this conversation.
I love that. Yeah. And you're like, body, what would you enjoy? And, you know, even just when you're taking a shower, you know, like appreciate your body and, you know, for everything, you know, and I'm so like for me and my body that when I weighed 500 pounds that she carried me, you know, and she took care of me. You know, and so that's like, thank you. Thank you so much for always being here, you know, and having gratitude melts so much. Gratitude for me melts judgment. So if I'm finding myself going into judgment, I'm like, okay, how can I flip that to gratitude? And as soon as I do, I'm like, all right. And it's such a great reminder for me. So you could even ask your body, like, body, show me what I could be grateful for. You know, because we are so quick to go to all the things we don't like, the things that we think are our flaws, the things that we wish were different. So what if we could switch that to what are we grateful for?
Thank you so much. That's a great place for us to wrap here, because I would love to have people know that they can choose gratitude over judgment for their bodies.
Yeah.
So Betsy, if our listeners want to find out more, reach out to you, where can they find you?
Thank you. Well, I'm on Facebook, of course, and Instagram, and my website is creatingyumminess.com. And thank you so much for having me on. I'm so grateful.
You're welcome. And you don't get off with my last question. You can't leave until I ask you my last question.
Ruh-roh.
The name of this podcast is The Power of Being You.
Mm.
If you were to write the show description, what would you say?
Wow. The power of being you. So when you are you, it is an inspiration for others. I know when I'm looking at what draws me in to somebody else, when I'm like, what are they being or who are they being or what are they creating? I like reach for it. I look at it. It's they're being themselves. They're being who's genuine for themselves. And so the power to me, the power of being you is, well, it's a freedom to create and choose and be and explore. Where when you are in the confines of a lot of what we talked about today, you know, the judgment and the perfection and all of those things, you lose who the heck you are. Like I was so lost because I thought I had to be all these things. And so I have rediscovered myself in these past few years and been like, oh my God, I had put myself in such a cage. So the power of being you is freedom and joy and so much more.
Thank you so much. I love that. I'm grateful for you spending your time with me today. Thank you for the gift that you be. And I will see you somewhere soon, I'm sure.
Thank you for having me, Sarah. It was a great pleasure.
Of course.